This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. So good to have you along today. We're going to either give you some great, valuable insight on your marriage, or we're going to embarrass you, make you feel bad. No, I hope that's not the case. There are questions that sometimes you ask in your marriage and then realize later, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Well, we've got an expert with us today to help us out from our friends at Focus on the Family, Glenn Lutyens. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist, and he says there are some things that you don't ask in a marriage. So we're going to talk about this and also talk about how humor is a great way to alleviate stress and break up the day-to-day routine in a marriage, he says. Glenn, welcome, my friend. Why do you like talking about marriage?
Marriage, a great gift from God.
Uh-huh.
And just really, I think of the verse in Scripture that talks about two is better than one.
Yes. Now,
obviously, we can have friendships and people, and not everybody needs to be married, but there's just something powerful about that connection and that bond that God has established that can really take us through some challenging and difficult times.
Absolutely. And to do that well, you want to know the certain kinds of things that you need to talk about, things you ask and things you don't ask. What's one of the first things that you would say, probably not a good idea to ask this? What is that?
Right. One might be, if we're talking about in-laws coming to the house, are your parents going to stay at our house as long as they did last time?
Oh, no. Right. Not good.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Now, it doesn't mean that we can't give voice to maybe how we're feeling. And I think generally, I mean, most of the ones that I kind of came up with as far as things not to ask, they're basically yes or no questions. They're very binary. It's just a yes or a no. You really want to ask open-ended questions.
Okay.
But giving voice to your own emotions, but doing it respectfully. One of the things that I often encourage couples to consider is using, I refer to it as a bridge state.
Okay.
Think of a bridge. A bridge typically connects two bodies of land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So think of the couple, each one is a body of land. The bridge is the easiest part of this.
Yes.
It's the word but.
Mm-hmm.
And so typically, you're going to be aware of what your feelings are and what you would like, what you would want, but you're also starting by trying to understand what might be helpful for the other person. So, for instance, let's say if it's in reference to your spouse's parents coming and visiting, you could start by saying, I really understand that that's really a meaningful and important experience for you, and I want you to have as good a relationship as you can with your parents.
Yes.
But I want to be honest about last time when they came and stayed for 2 weeks. It felt, I felt put upon.
Good.
And so you're able to be honest with your spouse, but you're not just starting out with, this is how it makes me feel. You're starting out with why it's valuable for them and that you respect them. And you're also then bringing in your own emotion as well in the conversation.
And I think you can apply that to just about any question you would ask. I think not being defensive. And some people would say, I'm just teasing. I'm just being sarcastic.
Right.
How do you handle that?
Well, sarcasm is often, it's one of those things that's a passive-aggressive behavior, often. Some people may have learned sarcasm, and maybe it's not, but generally speaking, when we're passive-aggressive, we use sarcasm. It's got a little bit of an edge to it, and what can we say when somebody says, hey, that hurts? We can just say, hey, I was just kidding. But being able to be clear, I'm not saying there never could be a sarcastic comment.
Sure.
I tend to try to stay away from it just because as a counselor, I know the negative power of it.
Yes.
But just being able to be clear with what our words are, because once that defensiveness starts rising in a relationship, it's really easy for that to have a negative impact.
So dangerous, but you've given us some great tools today. I know you have a 800 number at Focus on the Family. If somebody wants to talk to a counselor, let's say, can they do that?
They can give us a call, 1-800, the letter A, and then family, 1-800-A-FAMILY. And they can say, I'd like to speak with a counselor. They'll either get counselor, pastoral counselor, that'll call them back within, and we try to do it within 2 days. It's a consultation. It's not a counseling session, but we can direct them towards some resources and talk with them, pray with them if they would like to do that. So it's really, it's a free service that as God has given us opportunity to reach out to a lot of people.
What a blessing. Mr. Glenn Lutyens, licensed marriage and family therapist with Focus on the Family. Thank you, friend, for being with us today. This is great.
Melissa, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Anything you need to know, and that number is on my conversations link at star883.com. Just click on conversations.